Hello and welcome
Radio.
Talking to you guys, but we noticed that you didn't hear us. We like to keep it real. We're going to tell you what really happened, but it's okay. We are on air. You guys can hear us, hopefully. I said a nice prayer, and I even closed it out in Jesus' name, but we're going to pray again.
Amen. You can't have too much prayer. Let's run it back.
That's okay. Right. So I am Nettie.
Hassani.
LJ Wilson.
And in the studio, we have a very, 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 very special, beautiful, gorgeous guest by the name of Favor. Say hi, Favor.
Hi.
I'll go. And we also have her beautiful daughter here, too.
How are you doing?
She said fine.
Okay, so let's pray. Let's get the show on and cracking. We are like, yeah, so let's pray. Father God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the honor, praise, and glory. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, that you have brought us here thus far, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cover ourselves, O Lord. We cover Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. We cover, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everything that concerns us, O Lord, in the mighty blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask and pray, O Lord, that you have your way on this show on tonight, Father God. Father God, let every word, O Lord, that comes out of our mouth, O God, be acceptable to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, lead, guide, and direct us, O Lord. Tell us what needs to be said, what needs to be done, Father God. Father God, touch your callers, impact them, uplift them, encourage them, empower them, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we call on your grace, O Lord, that has been limitlessly given to us, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O Lord. We bind up all the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father, and Holy Spirit, we usher you in. We welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Father God. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for our callers, for your guests in the studio. Thank you, O Lord, for LJ Wilson and Bassani, Lord. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Lord. Do what you do best, Father God. Show up, O God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
So before we get started, we have Favor here, and we're going to talk to her about her wonderful event that she has next Sunday. But I just want to say the devil is a liar, and I just want to exalt the name of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus, because he is just so great. He's greatly to be praised, and no matter what goes on, no matter the situation, we're always going to come through. We're always going to come out victorious because he reigns. He lives forevermore. We are seated at the right hand of the Father. And
yes,
nothing that the enemy can do or try to do will ever get to us. Because Romans 8:28 states that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We are called according to his purpose. We love him more than we love life itself. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We exalt your name, O Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, let's get started. We are going to be speaking with Favor. I need a woo-saw for a little bit, so I'm going to hand the mic over to somebody.
Okay. So many things going on in the world today. Oh, we need to cover our children. We need to cover our spouses. It's like everything's getting attacked, but through Almighty God and through prayer, we are always covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we have Minister Favor with us today.
By the way, she looks beautiful.
Gorgeous. She is gorgeous. For all y'all single men out there, she is coordinating the earrings and the necklace. Mm-hmm. Got the fingernails the same color.
And this not so long. Oh, and body size.
And you know when someone is filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, not yet.
You know when their skin is glowing. You know that pregnant glowing. It's like,
yes.
You know
she ain't even pregnant.
She ain't pregnant, but she is pregnant with the project of the Holy Spirit.
With the spirit
of God. Oh, my goodness. And when she gives birth to that, oh, my goodness, all the other projects coming out of her, we feel it. We know it already. But we specifically have her here today before we actually just give you a little tidbit. She's going to be discussing her event that's coming up next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It's My People.
Next Sunday.
It's My People is called It's My People.
Mm-hmm.
Prayers for Sierra Leone.
Yes.
All the wahala that they are going through. And God placed it, taking it to the altar, God placed it upon her heart to not just pray for the country and the government, to pray for those who are going through Ebola, going through children not being able to go to school, the parents not being able to go to work, the shutdowns they have where they close down all the cities, they close down the cities. They close, close down all the towns from Bo to Kenema to Freetown. The Goodridge, they're closing them all down just so they can keep everyone in the halls for 3 to 5 days, moments of time, 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hoping that the Ebola is either going to kill off those who are already affected by it or keep away from those who aren't even affected by it. It's just a crazy ordeal. But God placed it upon her heart to go ahead and pray for this country.
Yes.
So awesome.
Yes.
And, you know, we might be in the United States, but our prayers can go far and wide. And we know that the prayers that will be done during her event will touch and will shake up Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we urge you to get out there, but we'll get into that. In the meantime.
Between time.
Favor, please tell us a little bit about yourself. I guess the first thing we want to know is, how did you begin your life with Christ? Was it at an early age, teenage years? Something happened to you at work and you were like, I need Jesus? Tell us.
Well, it was pretty much all of the above. It started in the early years. I did grow up in the church, but I was in the wrong church. I was in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the only child in the house, so I always used to be that kid. There are times I used to go in the mirror and look at myself, and it was just a weird experience. And I would ask God and just talk to God and just, like, who am I? What am I doing here? Just really look into my eyes and try to find out what my purpose was. And, it was about 2003 when I first lost my grandmother. My grandmother was, hey, my world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And that pain was so much. I was like, God, please take this pain away. But I didn't know that he was going to give me more. So later on, I think it was 2007. I was about 6 months pregnant. And it was February. And, you know, I woke up that morning, though. When I woke up that morning, I knew something was wrong, but, you know, I didn't say anything. I just, you know, went about my morning. And I got to my aunt's house, and I saw that all the family was gathered there together, and I'm like, okay, who is it? Is it my mother or my grandfather? And, you know, I was praying to God that it was, you know, my grandfather, because he's older in age.
Yeah.
But it was my mom. And at the age of 46, you know, she was given the wrong blood back home, and that was it for her. And that put me in a deep, dark place for a good 2 years. Nobody knew, you know. I gained a lot of weight, you know, because a week later, I went into labor and I lost my son. So, it was back to back. And the woman that actually was taking care of me back home alongside with my mother was my aunt, Auntie Juba. You know, she was dealing with the grief of losing her youngest sister. You know, that was the only sister that was there, because the other sister, my aunt, you know, who brought me here to America, you know, was here with me. So dealing with the grief of losing my mother and everything, her, you know, she wasn't feeling well. She was ill. They took her to the hospital. And, you know, back home, they just hook you up to a drip. That's all. That was it for her, not knowing that she was a diabetic patient. They gave her the wrong drip, and it killed her within hours. So going through those, you know, those four, you know, losing four people, you know, within such a short period of time, just, you know, and then it just, I don't know, it was a whirlwind. And but I still wanted to know God, you know, and I think
Amen.
I still wanted to know God. So about, you know, a few months later, my grandfather got sick.
Wow.
And I was, and found out that he was, you know, that he had cancer. He was in London. So they left when I was 16. You know, I came to America with my grandparents, and they left when I was 16, and that was just, you know, a whole new world for me because they were, you know, they wouldn't even let my aunts or uncles touch me. You know, there was, if you want to beat her, you're going to come and beat me first.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, you know, my guardians here. So when my grandfather got sick, that hit me too. That just put me in another coma, grief coma, I call it. But when he was sick, I found out I was sick. And I had no choice but to be strong because I wasn't going to go through it again. So I kept quiet for about 7 months. Nobody knew.
Wow.
I was having a baby. And I kept quiet, and eventually I told my family, and, you know, they were excited. They were excited. And then, you know, I had her. And I mean, that was just like when God restoring every bit of hope that I had lost. You know, he really restored the joy unto me. He really restored unto me. So it just kind of shifted everything for me, and I decided, you know what, I got to get this thing right. So when she got older, I was still going to, you know, at, you know, the church that I used to fellowship with before. But then I said, you know, as she was getting older, I wanted her to be grounded. I wanted her to grow up and understand God more. I wanted her to have a better advantage because, you know, where I was, I didn't really get to learn. It was all, you know, rituals, this, that. Just different things.
Cultural stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, I started attending the church I am now. And it's been a difference. And that's what's really sparked this fire. That's what's really gotten things going. So I just give God all the glory for it. You know, just letting me know that he's always been with me, regardless of the storm.
Okay, so when did God give you the vision and the dream to do this event?
It was actually about 2 years ago. About 2 years ago. And I was just like, okay, you know, because what really struck, what made me want it, you know, growing up in Sierra Leone, growing up in the community, you know, like, for example, I always use myself. For example, my mother was a Christian and my father is a Muslim. So, you know, growing up in, you know, growing in God and knowing what is right, you know, can two men lay, you know, together, you know, knowing what is right, it just, and I noticed that every single event I go to, you know, they would have, okay, let's have the Christian pray and let's have the imam come and pray. And I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Something is not right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something is not right. And then, you know, when you really talk about, when you go in deep, you know, you can't even go in deep because they can't, you know, let those who have ears hear. They can't understand what you are saying. You know, so I realized that there is a lack. Like, we don't have that, you know, in our community. And
it is. It's real common for in Sierra Leone for there to be dual religion marriages. And a lot of people think it's okay. And you're not equally yoked when one spouse is Muslim and one spouse is Christian, and then you're deciding, oh, well, the children can decide when they grow up which way they're going to go. And, you know, thank too much of a conflict. I thank God my grandmother, who's on my father's side, his mother actually, I was Muslim until 5 years old. And then even here, okay. And then thank God the Holy Spirit hit my grandmother hard, and she converted her whole immediate family. Now, her family didn't like her after that, but she could care less because God was covering her. But keep going.
and myself as well. You know, my grandfather, you know, my whole father's side is Muslim, so, you know, they wanted me to pray. But my mother, you know, I found out later, my mother told me that, you know, before she had me, she was expecting another child, but she lost that child as well. And she said it was so much, you know, with her my pregnancy that she knew that they did not want me to come into this world.
Jesus.
But she, you know, even when I left Sierra Leone, a lot of people didn't know because they wanted me to do other things.
Of course.
You know, she didn't let them know that, you know, I was leaving, because if she did, then it would have been an issue because I'm the first grandchild, you know. So I thank God for, you know, for the sacrifices that she made, you know, and for a long time I was really upset with her, angry, you know, that how could a woman just send her child off like that? But now that I have my own child, man, I thank God that she did.
Okay,
I thank God that she had the strength, because this girl, she's gone a few days, and I'm like, okay, you know, all right. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not thinking about me, but I'll call her, you know, are you okay, what's going on? Yeah, so I thank God, because it took a lot for her to do that, you know, to go next door, let alone she sent her child, her only child, across the country, you know, to a whole other country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was really what did it for me, and, you know, God gave me this vision. And I didn't, you know, I felt it was like, okay, what can I do? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, last year, I started, I was speaking to Ms. Alfina, a dear sister of mine, and, you know, I kind of brought it up in a conversation. She was like, what? What did you say? And then, you know, she told me about the book she was writing, Nation Renewed.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I said, okay, do we need any more confirmation?
Thank you.
To do this? I said, I think this is the time. And this was before Ebola, everything started. First of all, I don't even want to get that name. Because our God is bigger.
Amen.
It's bigger. You know, that name that they keep throwing out, it's nothing. You know, because this is exactly what we asked for. We asked for a shaking.
Yeah.
And he did. God told me that there was going to be a shaking. He was going to bring Sierra Leone to the place where the only person, the only thing that they call on was the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And I just give God the glory. And, you know, when I say, people are like, okay, so it's a good thing for them to go through this. You
don't know how God is going to
You don't know how he will, you know, he can turn things around. So,
shaking it.
You know, what is Sierra Leone, almost 75 or 65% Muslim? So I've even heard in the news that a lot of Muslims are starting to get visions in their dreams of the Jesus Christ coming to them. So they don't even, people don't know.
Yeah.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, the first time they did the lockout, I think they sent the WhatsApp, you know, for everyone at the end of that Sunday for everyone to just yell out, Jesus.
Stop it.
Yes,
oh, wow.
And yeah, it's just remarkable.
Wow. I just want to say that, you know, the visionary of this event is who we're speaking to, If My People. That is April 26th on next Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No black man time, oh, please. But, last year's event was remarkable. I believe it did what it was sent for. It accomplished what it was sent for, rather. It was such a good time in the Lord, just being able to cry out, although, which is pretty sad, not a lot of Sierra Leoneans showed up. And it's a shame that we have all these Sierra Leoneans in America in Maryland, I should say, alone in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And not a lot of them showed up. I looked around and I said, but you know what? I know where they're at. They were probably at that cookout that they had or at the dance.
One thing, though, is I can't really fault them because they don't know.
Mm.
They haven't had that encounter, and that's what I'm praying for, and that's why I'm doing this for them, for God to give them that encounter that they, okay, this is the Jesus that you guys are talking about. This is the God that, okay, now I understand what you've been screaming and shouting about. You know, I want them to experience what we know. I want them to run up and down, jump, you know, for joy. Yeah. So they don't know because I didn't know. You know, I was in the world, honey. I partied. Listen,
we all did.
You know, I didn't know. I partied hard, you know, and you see me on stage, I dance because I used to dance very hard. So it's only right that I give him the best move that I have.
Okay, amen.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I really pray that Sierra Leoneans, that you guys are listening because this is the stand that we have to take. You know, we have joked about the Ebola incident. We joke about certain things, but it's time to take a stand. And we can't do anything without prayer. We win by prayer. We win by prayer. Last year's event was remarkable. It was glorious. The Lord was truly there, and I'm believing the same and more for next Sunday. So we pray that you guys can come out.
Amen.
You know, Favor, is there anything else you wanted to say for me? And for those that don't know, you were born in Sierra Leone, right? She was born. She was born in Sierra Leone.
What hospital? What province?
Connaught Hospital.
And what tribe is your family from?
Well, my father is Jamaican. Shout out to the Cabias.
All right.
And my mother is Creole, the mama.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't even know all that. The mama.
And Elmira and Nettie, we are of Sierra Leone descent. I like to call myself a Sierra Leone TT, no matter me being born here or not,
okay.
Because
Thank you.
Can cook the food and I can speak the language when I'm ready. You know, it's embedded in me.
Amen.
So I am a Sierra Leone TT.
And can I just say for all Africans here in America, you can't take away our Africanness.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I was born in South Africa. I was born in Johannesburg, but I hear, you don't look South African. You don't sound South African. You know, it's how you identify with the culture and your love of the culture, your love of the people. There's nobody or nothing, LJ and Nettie, that can take away your Shalom-ness.
Okay. I'm going to need for some of them to stop calling me Afro.
I know.
Yeah, I was born here. But I'm probably more Sierra Leonean than you. The way I can cook the food, the way I can dance.
For Jesus, now. And by the way, okay, that's too secular.
Yeah.
All right.
But, hold on.
I mean, it's not limited. You know, it's not limited to Sierra Leoneans. Yes, our desire is to have more Sierra Leoneans out there. But, you know, it's going to take, you know, we need believers.
Yeah.
We need believers there to join in one accord, you know, to lift up this country. And it's, I do it around the time of our independence because instead of partying, I think we need to pray and really lay a new foundation. Because the foundation that's there now, it's broken. And I don't listen to the news. I could be concerned. I'm not bothered by, you know, what's going on with politicians. Is that no? Because I know that our God is bigger than any of that that's going on, and I know that He can restructure every single thing. So, you know, we're just calling out Sierra Leoneans. You know, if you have a child by a Sierra Leonean, if you're Nigerian, if you're Cameroonian, Ghanaian, this involves you because your children, your child, you know. This is something moving forward. We need to restructure this land. You know, if my people who are called by my name, you know, will humble themselves, we need humility in that land so that He can heal our land. So I just encourage everyone to come out next Sunday, 5 p.m. I'm begging you, 5 p.m., please. And we're going to have a great time. You know, be expecting it's going to be a great time. You know, God has opened doors and connected us. You know, last year was the issue, you know, trying to find Sierra Leoneans to come in. But you know what? And some people were upset and offended. Why aren't you, you know, getting Sierra Leonean artists and stuff? There's some things in the spirit that you have to understand what we're doing. You know, it's not, I'm not putting on a show. It's not a concert. You know, we're here to do, to lay foundation. We're here to restructure things, you know, and God is using us. You know, and so I'm just, you know, I just pray that everyone comes out next week and, you know, it's going to be a a great time. We have some men and women of God from Sierra Leone.
Amen.
From Sierra Leone that will be there. You know, so I just give God all the glory because he's been really faithful. You know, as I said last year, I started out with nothing, and he just turned it around, and it really was like a matter of weeks that I had to plan it. And I give God all the glory. I thank him for my church, New Breed International, you know, for their support. It's 815 Brightseat Road, Landover, Maryland, 20785, 5 p.m., next weekend, and I look forward to seeing you all. God bless.
How can they find you on Facebook?
Well, I actually have to change that because I have blocked some settings. But you can email me favoritecavia@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook at favoritecavia. I'm going to reset my settings tonight. So
okay,
all
right. Sometimes you got to go and hide it.
Sometimes I can be public.
Sometimes you got to hide. Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, the beautiful Minister Favor. We appreciate you taking the time out to come and speak to us about your event, a little bit about you. You are a beautiful young lady, and God has great things in store for you, and especially for If My People. We thank you so much for taking the time out, like I said, to even put on an event to pray for our nation. You know, so may God continue to bless you, and as you uplift him and exalt him, may he exalt you and exalt If My People in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
All right, guys, so we are going to go on a short break, and I know we got callers lined up ready to speak to Prophetess Niecy. Give us about 3 minutes, and we'll be right back. This is Women's Trends Blog Talk Radio. See you soon.
You want to know if I love God?
Are you for it?
Yeah, of course I love God.
For sure.
Man, I love Jesus so much, I would die for him. But more importantly, I would live for him. Every decision I make and every action I take is with him in mind. He died for us. How gangster is that? Listen. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. He died for us so you and I could be free. Find me up in the trap with the guns busting they clap. No popping molly, I don't cook crack, but I'm a soldier, and that's real rap. I'm in the army of dying, okay. I stay locked and loaded, no lying. Many invited, but few are chosen for no more nights alone crying. Jesus Christ is my savior, he shot there, repeat my behavior. And his presence is so sweet, I want to save her, I want to save her. He died for us, he paid the price, he gave his life, what a sacrifice. They crucified him on Calvary, and now he died once, but we live twice. Cause Jesus is the biggest T, Jesus is the biggest T. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest T, Jesus is the biggest T. He died for our sins so you and I could be free. Every knee shall bow and every tongue better confess.
Oh, yeah.
That Jesus Christ is Lord, no other God is passing a test. He turned water into wine, raised up Lazarus, he's fine. Giving sight back to the blind, loosen the chains of yoke that bind. And all the demons he casted out, they all knew what he was all about. They had to leave, that was the only route, for the King of Kings got so much clout. Son of God, Son of Man, yeah, he's both, you don't understand. He's a living word, he's a perfect man, a hypostatic union that Yahweh planned. Jesus is the biggest T, Jesus is the biggest T, and I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest T, Jesus is the biggest T, he died for our sins so you and I could be free. Got my armor on so don't try it, only obtained through grace, you can't buy it. Got that Kevlar made of righteousness and salvation helmet for the riot. Big shield of faith for the uncouth, pants so sag by the truth. I'm taking orders from the general Jehovah, said by you, what he commands I'll obey. The best things in life done his way, stay on the path, please don't stray. You can be with him in heaven at the end of it. Every day, every day, at the end of it, you can be with him. Every day, every day.
Jesus is the biggest.
Jesus is the biggest G. Jesus is the biggest G. He died for our sins so you and I could be free.
Amen.
thank you.
And welcome back to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. Can you guys hear us okay?
Yeah. We must about to, somebody's about to be impacted or empowered or delivered or something because, yeah, all odds seem to want to be against us, but it's okay because God reigns over all. Amen. So we are about to get started with Prophetess Niecy. She is on the air. Please hold. Please be patient with us. We're having technical difficulties right now. 1 minute.
Yes, so we have Minister Favor that's going to exalt the name of the Lord right now with her beautiful voice. She has sang so many times at the Women of Strength dinner and at the Women of Strength prayer brunch, and we need music. So what other music than godly music that will exalt his name? The devil is a liar. Amen. Y'all better be saying amen out there.
Amen.
But I know y'all need y'all prayers.
Okay.
All right. So somebody out there, men and women of God, saints, be out there praying, please, right now. Vera, Mama Niecy, we need y'all prayers right now because we do not, yeah. So, Minister Favor.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, O Lord. Father God, we just ask, O Lord, that your name continues to be exalted, O Lord.
Amen.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. We worship you. Ooh. All that is within us, Lord, we give you praise. And all that I adore is in you. You, if this is your desire, just join in with me and sing. Lord, we give you our heart.
Yeah.
We give you our soul. We live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.
Say, Lord, we give you.
Lord, we give you our hearts, Lord. We give you our souls.
Yes.
We live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Yes, God.
Lord, have your way in me.
Father God, have your way, O Lord. Yes, God.
Have your way in me. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away, God, order our steps, Lord. Lord, have your way. Oh, God, yes. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away.
Yes, Father, Lord,
we need you to have your way in me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Minister Favor. But, yeah, we're still trying to get this up and running. What y'all want to talk about until then?
Oh, let's talk about spiritual attack.
Okay.
Seems like it's a pertinent issue.
Yeah, we ain't going to give it no glory.
We're just going to thank God. Cause,
then what do you want to talk about?
It's a handy topic.
Well, okay, what do you do? What are the A, B's, and C's of how to
block yourself against them.
Yeah.
So, first and foremost, praise. Like, she just broke down her wonderful song. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Her beautiful, angelic voice and Holy Spirit anointed. That's number one. What's another way we can protect ourselves from spiritual attacks?
One of the things that I do on a daily basis is put on the whole armor of God. You can find that in your Holy Bible, Ephesians chapter 6. I tend to read verses 10 through 20. And it's not just about reading it, it's about actually doing it. You know, when you're putting on your helmet of salvation, it's protecting your mind with the knowledge that you are saved by His grace. When you have your shield of faith, you are using your faith to block whatever fiery darts may be coming your way. It's about making sure that you are obedient to His word and that you are seeking Him on a constant, consistent basis, not just a daily basis, but with every decision that you make. You just want to make sure that you are in line with His word.
Amen. 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 You know, I love the verse, Psalm 35. Let's see.
And we are back.
Oh, no, I don't know if you did it in the middle of my Psalm 35. Psalm 35 is another one. It's a great, when you feel like you're being spiritually attacked, it's a great psalm. It says, "O Lord, oppose those who oppose me, or contend with those who contend against me, fight against those who fight against me." Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's a long psalm, but when I tell you, it gets into the guts and to the meat. And anything that could bother you in the middle of the night, that could be bothering you wherever, go ahead. Psalm 91, 35, and full armor of God. Those are the three. So we're back.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to get, thank you, Prophetess Nisi on the line. And five
to six. Amen, amen.
This is her.
I can't wait to hear what she has to say today.
Oh, this is the question. Prophetess Nisi? Are you there? Four, 413. Prophetess Nisi, are you there?
I'm on. Hello.
Jesus.
The devil is a liar, and God be glorified. All right, so we're going to, how are you doing, Prophetess Nisi?
Wow, I'm blessed. You know, I've been on the line, I've been on the phone listening, and I've been going through, and I'm seeing that there's technical difficulties with you as well. So I'm going to believe that God is really going to turn it up today, because the devil is a liar. He really is trying his hardest to stop this call, stop me from talking, stop me from giving a word, stop me from bringing encouragement, but he's a liar. So, my God, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm about to tear this house down.
Amen. Amen. So we're hoping, we're praying that we will be able to reconnect at 8 o'clock, because we are supposed to end our show at 8. So we will, you know, we're going to do what we can until 8, and then hopefully we can see if we can reconnect at 8. To do another 30 minutes, if you don't mind, because we got cheated our time.
Right, that's fine. Okay, you just let me know.
Okay, so we're going to go to our first caller, 757. You're on the air. Welcome to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening, Prophetess Nisi. How are you?
I'm blessed. Who am I speaking with?
This is Vera.
Hi, Vera Smith, right?
Yeah, to make sure
that's right. Hi, woman of God. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I actually spoke to you a couple months ago, and I want to tell you that the word you gave me a couple months ago, it blessed me. It blessed me. And there is a black truck sitting outside of my driveway right
Jesus,
now. Praise God.
Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, nothing
Thank
but
you,
God.
Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Ooh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well,
yes.
Do you want prayer? You want prophecy? What, anything in particular?
I need prayer. I need prayer.
Okay.
And whatever the Lord speaks to you, this prayer is for me and my husband. We are kind of in a, I don't know where we at. I don't know what's
okay.
going on. It's
okay.
kind of quiet around my house. Whatever.
Okay. Hallelujah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, God, I praise you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I glorify you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, right now, God, I lift her up right now, Father God, and her husband, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, God. Hallelujah, your word says, two or more gather together, Lord Jesus, and we don't need anything. Lord Jesus, you will be in the midst. So, God, right now, hallelujah, I just ask right now, God, that you be in the midst. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I just right now ask, God, that you bring resolution. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I ask that you bring restoration in her marriage,
Thank
God.
You,
hallelujah,
Thank
Lord
you.
Jesus. I ask right now, God, that you give me, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, insight into her situation, God. Lord Jesus,
Thank
help
you.
Me to be able to speak, Lord Jesus, to her situation, God. Hallelujah,
Thank
God.
You,
right
Lord.
Now, God,
hallelujah.
I come against right now, oh, God, right now,
Lord.
The silence, God. I come against divorce. I come against separation
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
Thank
devil, you.
You
a liar. I command you
Thank
to take
you.
Your hands off their marriage in the
yes,
name of
God.
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah, right now, Lord Jesus. I loose in the name of Jesus. Peace. Hallelujah. Enjoy in her marriage right now. Right now, Father God, right now, I just ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you go in right now, God, that you turn everything around, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord Jesus. Lord,
Father,
when she get home
Jesus.
Or when she connect with her husband, God, that everything be renewed in the name of Jesus,
yes.
God. But you told me that all I would have to do was say one word, God, and said in faith, God, that you shall do it. So, God, I'm standing,
yes.
I'm standing, and I'm speaking restoration, God, renewal, God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, that everything that the devil thinks he's going to do, God, that right
yes.
now, God, it will be nulled, it will be void, God, that it will be overturned, God. Oh, God,
yes.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoration. Oh,
Glory.
God, right now, I just, you know, when I'm seeing right now, I'm just seeing right now that the enemy is putting a lot of thoughts in his head, and
yes.
it's making him feel like that he's not enough. I just hear him saying that there's a lot of complaining
mm-hmm.
and he can't never get nothing
yep.
right and he feels
yep.
like you don't appreciate him and
yep.
he feels like no matter if I try to do this, she's not gonna
yep.
appreciate it, so therefore I'm
yep.
not gonna try this. And so
yep.
he just quiet. He pick up the remote and look at TV sometime and he just push you out in the cold and you're like, Lord, what I've tried to do this, I've tried to do that.
Yep.
There's some areas that was an issue because he said it was an issue and you even tried to correct that issue
yep.
and it's still a problem. And you're saying, God,
yep.
I tried to do this. I see you going out to a store and buying something that's going to help your marriage, and even that didn't help. And God,
yep.
you said, Lord Jesus, I've tried. What else do I do? But you know what? It's an attack. Hallelujah. God told me to tell you to fast for 14 days. Hallelujah. 14 days. God said in 14
yep.
days, he's going to turn this situation around. But it's your faith. Hallelujah. You have to
yep.
understand, woman of God, you're a powerful woman, and the devil, he goes
yep.
in hard. He goes where he knows he's going to get the most attention from. And this is
yep.
where, because he knows your heart. You love your husband, and you love, it's
yep.
like when you guys not getting along, it's like you're not flowing right. It's like everything is kind of messed up. And so when he does, he knows that. So he sit there and he scope, and he said, okay, I know where to get her at. I know
yep.
where to attack her at. I'm going to use him. And it's like you can't never do nothing right. I just see you taking the plate to him, his food, and he complaining about that, or something ain't right about that, or why you didn't do this? It's too cold, or something is going on. It's like you get frustrated, and you're trying, but I'm going to tell you something. God told me to tell you in 14 days he's going to turn around, but you need to fast. You need to fast for 8 hours. I don't know how you want to do it, 14 days consistently. And I hear read Psalms 45. Read it faithfully, 14 days, and read Psalms 91. Hallelujah.
Oh.
God told me to tell you in 14
really?
Days.
Oh, really?
He's going to turn it around
really?
In the name
really?
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is going to do it.
Hallelujah.
God is going to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No
Glory.
More crying. No more
Glory.
Crying. It's over.
Hallelujah.
It's over. It will be done in 14 days, says the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. We're going to see if we can get 60 seconds in, because we're trying to work in getting an extra 30 minutes. God bless you, Vera.
Don't hang up. It'll keep going.
Favor?
You want
prayer, or what is it that you're seeking?
Direction.
Prayer, prophecy, encouragement. I'm sorry?
Direction, yes.
Direction, I mean, in any particular area, is there anywhere that I like to, I'm a seer, and so when you give me a little bit, I can seek God on, so I just need a little, just give me a little bit. What is it that you're seeking direction on?
For my program next week.
For your program. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I just pray right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I bring favor right now, Lord Jesus, before you. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you give favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I ask right now that you empower her, God, to do, Lord Jesus, the impossible, God. Father God, I